sit at your feet. I want to sit at your feet, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Good? Hallelujah. Open your Bibles with me this morning to Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14. What comes to your mind when you think about Holy Ghost boldness? What comes to your mind? What do you feel when you, I don't want anybody's response, just what comes to your heart and your mind when you hear about Holy Ghost boldness? You know, God wants us to have boldness, Holy Ghost boldness to believe. He wants us to have Holy Ghost boldness to become all that He's called us to become. And He wants us to have Holy Ghost boldness to benefit from all that He's already done. In other words, He wants us to believe, to become, to benefit from. Amen? In other words, when Jesus said it was finished, there was nothing else there was left to do. In other words, now it's about you and I entering into the finished work of Calvary. Amen? And when so faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So we're going to look today in Acts 14, verse number 1. The Bible says, and it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue. It's talking about Paul and Barnabas. Of the Jews. And so spake that a great multitude, both of Jews and also of Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. You know, there's always discord being sowed. Long time therefore abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of His grace and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews and part with the apostles. The title of this morning's message is Boldness to Believe. Boldness to Believe. And there's three things we want to share with you from this text today. The Word, the wonders, and the witness. The words, the wonders, and the witness. Let's lift our word together and make a declaration here today. Repeat after me, say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent to this house to do. And again, Father, I pray that you speak through me, Father God. May the words that proceed out of my mouth be your words and not my words. And Father God, as your word goes forth, as you've declared in your word, it will not return void. It'll accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. So Lord, we say, have your way in this place. May everything that's said and done bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And when all is said and done, you'll receive the glory and the honor. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. You know, he said the word of his grace. You know, it's so easy for us as children of God to believe God for our salvation, but a lot of times it stops there. We don't have no problem believing him for our, that one day we're going to heaven, but we have problems with the here and now. You know, you know, we know by the word of grace, we know in Ephesians 2, 8, 2, 8, 9, It says, for by grace we are saved by faith, that not of ourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But he said, on the word of this grace, if we believe God at his word, if we hold to his word, God wants us to have Holy Ghost boldness to believe. Holy Ghost boldness to believe. Look with me in Acts chapter 4. Verse 31. And the word of God says that when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. In other words, they were not afraid to be outspoken concerning the word of God. And let me say something to you today. Listen to me. The word of God says that we shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. The problem in the church is so many people are so afraid of the tongues, they won't receive the Holy Ghost. They won't receive the promise of the Father that he sent for you and I. I want you to understand, God wants us to have everything that he has. He doesn't want us to walk half empty or half full. He wants us to be overflowing with his Spirit. He says, being full of the Holy Ghost and with boldness. You see, they opened their mouth. He said, open your mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. In other words, when the Holy Ghost came upon them, they had some boldness to speak out the word of God. Matter of fact, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, the apostle Paul is writing to his student Timothy, a spirit-filled young man. He said in verse 1, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they shall not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap up to themselves teachers having itchy ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions and do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry. In other words, what the apostle Paul was telling his student Timothy, as a spirit-filled man of God that preached the word. The preach comes from the Greek word kairosso, which means to carry or announce good news. No matter what we're facing in this life, we have words of life for this world. You know, when this world is calling death and misery, we are the carriers of life in the abundance of God. Amen. Because the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and I. Amen. That's resurrection power. Amen. That's Holy Ghost power. You know, when he says in the scripture and the references in the scripture, hallelujah. What's up?
He says,
Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I bind these weapons that's formed against this young man right now in the name of Jesus. I bind every weapon that's formed in his inner ear. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, Second Timothy chapter 3, when the Apostle Paul was saying this, he was saying in 2 Timothy 3, 16, that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and it's profitable. It's profitable. It's beneficial. It's advantageous. Amen. It's for our benefit. Amen. It's for our benefit. You know, he wants us to have Holy Ghost power to believe, but he also wants us to become. In other words, he doesn't just leave us there. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't leave us where he found us, that we become. That we become all that God has called us to be. Who has God called you to be? How many gifts that are in you are laying dormant and are not active for the kingdom of God? Amen. In other words, he just does, it's when we believe we also are to become. He said, in one signs and wonders followed them. Now you know what? Sometimes people think of the signs and wonders as the miracles, but it wasn't his message the miracles, but it was the miracle of the prophetic word coming to pass. Yeah, these were men, the Jews were men that were studied in the Word of God. And the things that were prophesied by the old prophets were being manifested before their very eyes. The Word was becoming life right in front of them. Amen. You know, and that's why he said, signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. Amen. So, sir, secondly, there's the wonders. Look with me in Acts 15, verse number 12. The Word of God says in verse number 11, we'll start there, but we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. Again, but here's the wonder. He says, then all the multitudes kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. See, he wants us to have a boldness to believe, but also boldness to become. Boldness to become what God has called us to be. Amen? Amen. You know, God never leaves anybody where he finds them. Amen? In other words, he takes us from glory to glory to glory to glory. Amen? And what he is saying to us, if you look with me in Hebrews chapter 2, the Word of God says, in verse number 1, we'll start there. He said, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by the angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and the gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Amen. He gives good gifts to men and women. I'm slobbering. I got a sore in my tongue. It's making me slobber. Hallelujah. In other words, he wants us to have boldness to believe, but also the boldness to become who God's called us to become. Amen. Mark 16, Jesus gave us instructions. He said in verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. It doesn't say maybe. It doesn't say perhaps. It says they shall recover. Amen. In other words, God wants you and I to have Holy Ghost boldness to believe. He wants us to believe so that we can become. He wants us to become so we can benefit from. Amen. I don't know about you, but if you get a hold of what God has for you and you get revelation and understand it, he's got one of the best benefit packages anybody could ever have. Amen. You talk about you got a job that pays insurances and gives you health care and gives you retirement. You got everything here. Amen. All the promises of God are yes and amen in him. Amen. This is our best policy that we have. He's the truth. You know, even corporations and companies kind of mess with people. Sometimes when people got to the point where they were supposed to get their compensation, they got released or they changed it or didn't give them. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. This is the one thing that we can stand strong and stand steadfast on because it's not changing. The world and times and seasons are changing, but God, He remains the same. Amen? Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful for the benefit package I have. I'm grateful for the coverage. You know, he says there, and he says that by the laying on of their hands, after that, by signs and wonders and the ministry of their hands, he says in our text today, matter of fact, he says, done by their hands. In other words, the things that were accomplished was done through man, okay? God works in and through you and I, amen? We're vessels for His glory and for His honor, amen? When I was thinking about that, I was thinking about laying on of hands, and I was meditating on hands, and I was trying to picture myself there and what's taking place, and there's this great division, and signs and wonders and miracles are taking place, and they're laying hands on people, and people are wondering, well, who's this guy think he is, laying hands on this man or laying hands on this woman or doing this or doing that? You know, the apostle gave instructions in the word about laying on of hands. You know, he gave instructions to, one, to affirm. If you turn me to 1 Timothy chapter 5, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse number 22, the Word of God says, lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other man's sins, keep thyself pure. In other words, when they were ordaining or they were putting people in the place and position, the Lord said, don't do it so quickly. Don't do it so quickly. Amen. You know, wait until I give you instructions to do it. Amen. So one of the ways that we see the laying on of hands is for affirmation. Secondly, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, we see it for activation. I truly believe this is one of the elements that really needs to be activated in the body of Christ. Because everyone, when we come into this room, has gifts. And all those gifts, are, if they're activated, then all these things are taking place. People are ministered to. People are healed. People are delivered. People are set free. All these things are working together. You know, I'm up here. You know what I'm supposed to do? I'm supposed to motivate you. I'm a motivator. Amen? I'm an encourager. I'm here to motivate you to stand and stand on the Word of God and allow the gifts of God to not only for your benefit, but for the benefit of others around you to be manifested. And he says this. He says, he reminds his student Timothy in 2 Timothy 1, verse number 6, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. But the next verse is so important. But for God hath not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Amen. That's Holy Ghost power. That's Holy Ghost activation. In other words, you're allowing the gift to be manifested to other people, and you're not doing it for your glory. You're doing it for His glory, and it's all about Him. Amen. You may not like the way I talk. You may not like the way I walk. But this is the Word. Amen. And He said it accomplishes what He sent it to do. God wants to activate something in this house. God wants to activate something in every person in this room. Amen. And guess what? If you're using your gift and your gift is active, it can be activated even more. Hello? Hey, I'm using it some or a little or here or there. God wants Holy Ghost boldness. He wants us the boldness to believe, boldness to become who God's called us to become, and go and boldness to benefit from everything He's given us. You know, and the thing about it is, if we have all these benefits and we don't take advantage of them, what good were they? You know, and what benefit are they to others? Hallelujah. Turn with me to Mark 10. Verse number 13. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. When but Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms and put his hands on them, and he blessed them. And in other words, God is saying to you and I, it's about childlike faith. It wasn't their age. It was that the children believed him for who he was. You and I get so caught up in the circumstance and the situations that we forget how big our God is. Sometimes we magnify our sickness. Sometimes we magnify our disease. Sometimes we magnify our problem. Sometimes we magnify our mountain, and we make our mountains larger than God. God is greater than any mountain. He can say, mountain be removed, and it be removed and cast into the sea. Amen. I don't think that we got to get a bigger picture of who God is. And when those children came to him, it was just childlike faith. Childlike faith. That's all he's looking for you and I to have. Amen. I don't care how old I get, he still looks at me as a child. He calls me a child of God. He calls you a child of God. Amen. I don't want you to know, I know about my children. My children, as young children, they depended on mommy and they depended on daddy. And God wants our dependence on him. Amen. Oh, he's given us independence. Amen. But our independence is stronger in our dependence in him. Amen. Because we can do all things through Christ that does what? That strengthens us and gives us strength. Amen. Acts 28. Missed it by Hallelujah corner. Hallelujah. Verse number 8. The word of God says, and it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of the fever and of the bloody flux, or dysentery. In other words, he was dying. To whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. Amen. So then there's a laying on of hands for healing. Amen. As the example of the Apostle Paul. Amen. So, you know, when we're looking at these, the word, he's for us to believe the word, not just to believe for our salvation, but to believe the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, and everything in between. Amen. 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 He wants us to believe so that we can become. Become what? Become who God called us to be. There isn't one person in this room that God hasn't called. Hello? There's not one person in this room that God hasn't called. You have a call of God on your life. He has chosen you and he has separated you to himself so that you can become who God's called you to become. God created you in his image. The world kind of twisted it around, and God brought you back, and he's bringing back to you the original creation. Amen. Back to the original plan. Amen. God's saying to you today that all those weapons the enemy is trying to form against you will not prosper. Amen. And I know he's forming weapons. He's forming a weapon here and a weapon there and a weapon here and a weapon there. He's trying to steal your joy. He's trying to steal your faith. He's trying to beat you up. But God is greater than that. God has given you a benefit package. And all the promises of him are yes and amen. Amen. This week I got this this sore on the end of my tongue. It hit my nerve. I don't know where it came from, but I got a sore on the end of my tongue. And I couldn't sleep all week. I mean, this thing was, I mean, just, it's really bothered me. And I was asking the Lord, what's this about? You know, and God doesn't bring sickness, but he's my healer. And sometimes he allows things to happen. I'm learning things. And I'm learning a lesson. Now, I ministered to my wife's brother that had cancer of the tongue, which was in total pain and misery in his tongue. And when he had this pain and misery in his tongue, and I prayed for him, but I wasn't touched by the feeling of his infirmity. In other words, when you're going through something, God wants me to have the compassion and understanding of what you're going through. That Jesus was touched with our pain. He was touched with our suffering. He felt everything that you feel. There's not one thing that you feel that he did not feel. And he doesn't want you and I just to skip over it like it was nothing. Your pain is real. Your suffering is real. The mountains and the tests that you're going through is real. But God says, so am I. So am I. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Amen. In other words, when you suffer, when one suffers, we're to suffer with them. When one rejoices, we're to rejoice. Amen. And he was telling me, as a pastor and as a minister, to feel the suffering of others. You know, sometimes in our words, you know, I say, well, no, I don't want to mess with my faith. The faith is him. You know, faith is a gift of the fruit of the Spirit of God. Amen? It's a fruit of the Spirit that God's growing things inside you and I. And God wants you to understand something, that he has great plans for everyone in the room. And no matter what the enemy has formed against you, we're going to bind those things, we're going to call those things loose, and we're going to believe God to turn things around. Amen? Life and death are in the power of our tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. Amen? We're not going to give in to the adversary. God said he's already given us everything we need. All we're going to do is, hey, I don't know about you, but I got to learn more. You know, I have faith, but I still don't have enough. I still need more. Amen? And if I ever get to the place where I thought I got it all together, God, he can't use me, because then pride arises. Hello? Hello? We're going to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt us in due time. You know, what is he saying to you and I today? Hey, we have boldness to believe his word. That his wonders, that the becoming, to become everything that God's called us to be. I think I'm saying in closing, I'm probably going to need music up here because I don't have anyone down here. Hallelujah. Praise God. To become and to benefit from. Amen. I want you to understand something today. This is all about Holy Ghost boldness. And I believe what the Father is saying, you know, he said to, and in Luke 11:13, he said, if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? I believe what the Father is saying today is, I want you to get a hold of this. Don't be afraid of the Holy Ghost. Don't be afraid of the Holy Ghost. Don't be afraid to receive what God has for you. He poured out everything he has so that we could have his very best. Amen. He gives us his very best. He says in Acts chapter 8, verse 17, And it says that they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. I believe what the Lord is saying today is, hey, I believe that He wants to manifest Himself in and through your life. He's saying to you and I not to be afraid. God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. That God wants to activate, that God wants to motivate, that God wants to encourage you and I, to strengthen you and I, and we're not to be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. Amen. There's nothing to be afraid of. So in closing today, He sent His word, the wonders, and the witness. The witness is, hey, do you believe? And if you believe, will you receive? Bow your heads and let us pray.